KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Here's what's coming up.
I'm Brian Calvert with Washington's new vaccine plan and the private partnerships it will take to end COVID's reign.
That story and more. First, let's get this live update from ABC News. KOMO News time now, 10 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Security unprecedented the day before the inauguration in the nation's capital. Federal law enforcement working on background checks on their own in the wake of the U.S. Capitol siege. And at least two guard members are under investigation. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
A defense official told ABC News two Army National Guard members who have ties to far-right groups have been removed from their inauguration security duties and placed under investigation. There's no immediate word what fringe groups the guard members belong to or in which unit they served. The Secret Service, which runs the show when it comes to inaugural security, did not immediately comment on the decision. The FBI has been vetting the thousands of National Guard troops who have come here to Washington from all over the country.
Today, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris arrive in Washington, D.C., leading up to the swearing-in ceremony. Later today, they'll take part in a remembrance for the nearly 400,000 Americans who have died so far in this pandemic. The Senate. Back in session, too, committees have split off for confirmation hearings for Biden's cabinet nominees. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier on the floor putting the blame for the Capitol violence on President Trump's shoulders.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
The president still faces the possibility of an impeachment trial. Once Biden takes office, part of his agenda will include rollbacks of some Trump administration policies, including immigration.
On the campaign trail, Joe Biden called President Trump's immigration policies an unrelenting assault on American values. Now Biden plans to propose a sweeping bill that would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants, including so-called dreamers, people brought to the country illegally as children and who are subject to deportation under Trump. The bill could be introduced right after Wednesday's inauguration. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. KOMO Midday.
Good morning once again. It's 10:02. Clouds and fog, 38 degrees in downtown Seattle. I'm Tom Hutler with our top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. Any Washington resident age 65 and older can now get the COVID-19 vaccine. The change happened yesterday, and KOMO's Brian Calvert has more on the governor's new plan.
The feds had just recommended that all states lower their vaccination age to 65 as soon as possible. Washington has done so. But that means 1.5 million state residents now qualify for the double poke in the arm. Governor Inslee unveiled plans to open massive vaccination centers across the state to accomplish up to 45,000 vaccinations daily. Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson says he'll help using some of their properties.
We believe this is an opportunity to come together, unite around a common goal, and to support our public sector leaders as they work to scale up vaccination capability across the state of Washington.
Microsoft's Brad Smith is also on board, offering his Redmond campus, a workspace that's been virtually empty since the pandemic began, because his workforce is mostly at home.
And the focus on setting a bold goal and building distribution capacity ahead of supply is precisely what the people of Washington need.
Brian Calvert, KOMO News.
Restaurants, gyms, theaters, and other businesses where people gather together would move ahead to phase two of the governor's reopening plan under a bill the state Senate will consider. Here's KOMO's Corwin Hake with more.
Sponsored by a bipartisan group of lawmakers, Senate Bill 5114 would allow many businesses to skip phase one and reopen now.
Obviously, we haven't had a chance to weigh in on that issue since the pandemic hit.
Issaquah Democratic Senator Mark Mullett notes Riley, some legislators are fine with that.
Every member of the legislature should have to own up to the constituents in their district of why they're keeping their business closed, if that's the route we're going to choose to take.
The bill would allow indoor restaurant dining, movie attendance, and more with safety protocols in place and at no more than 25% of capacity. A virtual public hearing is set for Wednesday morning. Corwin Hake, KOMO News.
The Space Needle will join landmarks across the country tonight in honoring the lives lost to COVID-19. The first ever COVID-19 memorial is part of events related to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. T-Mobile Park, the Amazon Spheres, and other buildings in the area will also be lit up as part of the memorial. Before that, the Kobe Friendship Bell at Seattle Center will be rung 40 times, once for every 10,000 lives lost to the pandemic in America. Coming right up,
I'm Bill O'Neill. The year that brought us the coronavirus pandemic also brought a record number of people in Washington seeking health care coverage. Details coming up.
Come on, News Time 10:04 on this Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Traffic every 10 minutes on the fours, and Kiara Jordan's in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
Oh, we have some road work that's taking place right now in Pierce County, really causing a headache. This is on northbound I-5 between Pendleton and State Route 512, and very quickly, this has caused almost a 5-mile backup into the area going from Olympia to Tacoma. That's running at least 45 minutes. Issaquah Hobart Road, that remains closed between May Valley and Cedar Grove. We had a much earlier crash this morning, and that brought down a power pole, and so that's why they had to close the roadway there. But our backups that we've been seeing traveling eastbound Highway 18 toward I-90, because it became an alternate route, those have mostly cleared out. Northbound I-5 is slow from the West Seattle Bridge to the Convention Center, and just a minor slowdown now on northbound 405 around Sunset. Our next Como traffic op, 1014.
And let's check that forecast. Here's meteorologist Kristen Clark.
The fog should gradually clear throughout the morning hours, revealing partly sunny conditions as early as this afternoon. Now, as we go into tonight, though, increasing clouds ahead of a cold front that produces a few light showers across the northwest interior tonight. Cloudier, though, on Wednesday, followed by a few more showers on Thursday for western Washington, and then turning colder soon thereafter into the weekend, cold enough to support a rain-snow mix across the lowlands Sunday into Monday. And the Como Weather Center meteorologist Kristen Clark.
38, clouds and fog downtown. It's 10:06. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues. There were two double shootings just hours apart in Tacoma overnight. The most recent one happened just before 2 this morning near East 31st and R Street, not far from the Emerald Queen Casino. A man and woman sitting in a car. They were shot and seriously wounded. The other shooting last night, a man walked into a gas station near 14th and Sprague saying he and his friend had been shot. They found a 22-year-old man in a car. He died at the scene. Wendy Haddow with Tacoma Police says the wounded man couldn't tell him much.
Unfortunately, he had very serious injuries. As soon as he came to Tacoma, paramedics took him to the hospital immediately as soon as they arrived on scene.
So far, no suspects in either case. Right now, police have nothing to indicate the two shootings are connected. Kindergarten students returning for face-to-face instruction starting today in the Tacoma School District, as Como's Carlene Johnson reports.
They're coming back in small groups so the teachers can space desks apart. 2 days a week at school, then remote learning the other days. Anita Roth is the principal at Mary Lyon Elementary, telling the Tacoma News Tribune teachers are excited to have their students coming back.
They're very eager. They want to be back.
But the Tacoma Education Association says the district is rushing the return with COVID cases still too high. And union leaders have been urging members to call the district and complain. Marty Lund is a special ed teacher at Mary Lyon. His students are encouraged but not required to wear masks.
Watching them play again on the playground, it just it almost brought me to tears several times. It made me so happy to see.
Preschool students will come back January 25th and first and second graders on February 8th. The district has purchased more than $1 million in personal protective equipment. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
Health experts say the new COVID-19 variant that is spreading across the country should be a wake-up call to people in this state after a case was discovered in Portland. Como's Abby Acone reports.
Coronavirus is already highly contagious, but this new variant spreads even more rapidly. This variant was responsible for lockdowns in the UK and has now been identified across several states here at home.
Any risky behavior right now means we're going to see more cases, and we should be extra careful. This is a new variant that we know is more likely to spread.
The CDC predicts this new variant to become the dominant variant in the United States by March. Dr. Ollie McDodd with UW's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation agrees with that prediction and hopes that knowledge will motivate people, especially those letting down their guard, to take COVID-19 seriously.
I'm concerned about people who are not doing it right. People who are doing it right, keep doing what you are doing. People who are not, you guys need to be extremely careful right now.
He and other doctors recommend people limit social interaction as much as possible.
Como's Abby Acone once again. Como News Time 10:08. The year of the coronavirus pandemic also saw more people in Washington state seeking health care coverage than ever before. Como's Bill O'Neill.
The numbers show more than 2 million residents secured coverage through Washington's health plan finder. The vast majority received free or low-cost Apple health coverage. The rest enrolled in qualified health plans. Exchange CEO Pam McEwen says the numbers reflect the needs of people who lost their employer-sponsored health coverage due to the pandemic. The News Tribune reports December saw an average of 1,500 people per day enrolling in Apple Health. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
Boeing's 737 MAX will be cleared to fly in Europe next week. The head of the European Aviation Safety Agency is making the announcement after nearly 2 years of reviews. The MAX was involved in two deadly crashes that led to its grounding worldwide. The plane was cleared to fly here in the U.S. last month. Canada will allow it to fly there starting tomorrow. And the push to reduce funding for the Seattle Police Department is still up in the air, as we hear from Como's Matt Markovich.
The eventual arbitrator who must approve changes at SPD going forward won't be the mayor or the police chief or the city council. It's going to be federal district court judge James Robart.
Unlike a mayoral veto, the council cannot override the judge's rulings. So the council's normal powers to enact legislation under the city charter do not apply as they normally do because of the consent decree.
For 9 years, Judge Robart has overseen efforts for better accountability at SPD and future changes, including a revision to a potential ban on crowd control methods like blast balls, he will have to approve.
Any changes to the policy have to go through this court-mandated process.
And again, that's Como's Matt Markovich, Como News Time 1010. To the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, here's Eric Heitz.
Washington Husky defensive assistant Pete Kwiatkowski is reportedly the leading candidate to take a job with former UW head coach Steve Sarkisian at the University of Texas. Coach K is currently the Huskies defensive coordinator and outside linebackers coach under head coach Jimmy Lake. The NFL Conference Championships are set for Sunday. First, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers visit Green Bay in the NFC. Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians says while Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense get a lot of headlines, their defense can win games as well.
Yeah, I think their defense is really, really playing well. And their young secondary, a couple of guys are playing outstanding. Their pass rush is good. But again, the same thing, they're running the ball so well. I mean, they present a heck of a challenge in the running game. And Matt Soto's a creative guy offensively, but he and Aaron are really on the same page.
In the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Buffalo Bills. The defending champs aren't sure if they'll have quarterback Patrick Mahomes available due to concussion protocol. And the Falcons named Terry Fontenot the team's new general manager. He's the first African-American to have that job with the franchise. He spent 18 seasons with the Saints in charge of pro personnel. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Heintz, Como News.
Traffic and weather just a couple of moments away. Como News Time 10:11. Today could be the biggest Trump administration pardon and clemency day, but it is the president planning to issue himself a pardon? ABC's Karen Travers in Washington with the latest.
President Trump had been considering pardons for himself and his children, but sources tell ABC that's now unlikely. He's been encouraged by allies to do that because of concerns about possible criminal investigations into Mr. Trump's phone call with Georgia state officials regarding the 2020 election results and his role in inciting the violent attack at the Capitol on January 6th. President Trump is expected to issue pardons to over 100 people. His personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is not on that pardon list. He told ABC, quote, "I don't want one." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
An elected official from New Mexico charged in connection with a January 6th attack on the Capitol. ABC's Jim Ryan says the state attorney general is demanding a letter of resignation.
People are ready for fair and legal elections.
Otero County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump co-founder Coy Griffin doesn't deny standing on the Capitol terrace during the riot, and he promised during an open meeting to return for the inauguration with two guns in his car. He apparently made good on that promise and was arrested Sunday in Washington. Now New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas is demanding that Griffin resign or be removed from his seat on the Otero County Commission, not just for his participation in the riot, but for failing to attend to his constituents' concerns. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Como News Time now, 10:13, and a new poll shows the coronavirus and the economy are top priorities as the new president is about to be sworn in. Mike Hempen reports.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows containing the virus and repairing the damage it has done are the top priorities for Americans as Joe Biden prepares to become the nation's 46th president. Overall, 53% of Americans name COVID-19 as one of the top five issues they want the government to tackle this year. 68% mention the economy. 24% of Americans cite race relations as a priority. That compares with 10% who cited it a year ago. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Como News Time now, 10:13.
Britain remains in a tough position as its COVID lockdown grinds on. These are your world headlines from ABC News. Currently, around 38,000 COVID patients are in UK hospitals. As Health Secretary Matt Hancock says,
that is the highest that it's been throughout the pandemic.
And someone is admitted to hospital every 30 seconds.
Per capita, the UK has the highest COVID death rate in the world. Meanwhile, European car sales plunged by nearly a quarter last year as the pandemic provoked the worst crisis ever to hit the capital-intensive industry. New car registration sank by 3 million vehicles. And Iran's military has kicked off ground forces drills along the coast of the Gulf of Oman, the latest in a series of snap exercises that the country is holding amid tensions over its nuclear program and Washington's ongoing pressure campaign. I'm Tom Rivers at the ABC News Foreign Desk in London.
Counting down the last, now, less than 24 hours of the Trump presidency. We'll have more on that next. Como News Time 10:14. And traffic every 10 minutes on the forest with Kiara Jordan and the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
Well, we had some emergency road work that was taking place in Pierce County on north on I-5 approaching State Route 512. It looks like it's now wrapped up. There's still some off and on slowing, though, as you're working your way out of JBLM toward this area, but it does appear to be improving fairly quickly. North on I-5 is going to be slow in Seattle between I-90 and the Convention Center. Not much slowing us down anymore on northbound 405. Good news there. We do still find the closure of Issaquah-Hobart Road between May Valley Road and Cedar Grove Road. We had an early morning crash that took down some power lines, and so that's why the roadways closed through there. Our next Como traffic app, 1024.
Clouds and fog becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Still chilly, highs of 48, and it'll be down into the low to mid-30s overnight. Mostly cloudy again tomorrow, but not really looking at a chance of rain. We do get that chance of rain returning, however, on Thursday, with a slight chance of showers, but then increasing showers to the south. And then clouds, fog, and partly to mostly sunny Friday, and morning fog and partly sunny Saturday and Sunday before showers come in late in the day. Right now in Everett, fog and 35, still got the fog hanging on at SeaTac Airport, where it's 37 degrees and 38 and cloudy in Tacoma at 1060.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station, Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Well, today is Donald Trump's final full day as president. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl with a look back at his 4 years in office.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
In his first act as president, Donald Trump delivered the darkest and most ominous inaugural address in American history.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
The carnage would come. And it would be brought on in large measure by Trump himself.
You'll never take back our country with weakness.
Democracy assaulted, the Capitol invaded by followers of a president who refused to admit he lost. There were successes, three justices to the Supreme Court, a legacy that will last long after Trump is gone, 3 years of economic prosperity, a record-setting stock market, and he brokered historic deals to normalize relations between Israel and four Arab countries. There were bold moves, as when he shocked the world by meeting one-on-one with dictator Kim Jong-un, even becoming the first president to step foot in North Korea. His White House was anything but stable. At home, the man who promised to hire the best people churned through top advisors at a record rate. Four chiefs of staff, four national security advisors, four press secretaries, four defense secretaries, and on and on. Among the very few advisors who made it through his entire term were family members, daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared. Many of those who were fired or quit trashed the president they served, calling him undisciplined, stunningly uninformed, lacking mature leadership.
You will not replace us!
It was a presidency littered with low points. Reaction to the deadly protest led by white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
The separation of children from their parents on the Mexican border. A relationship with Vladimir Putin so close it mystified his own advisors, especially when he said he believed Putin over U.S. intelligence on election interference.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
He was ultimately impeached for allegedly trying to get another foreign leader, Ukraine's president, to interfere in another presidential election by withholding military aid to get dirt on the Bidens. But the darkest moments of the Trump presidency came in 2020, including his response to the killing of George Floyd. protesters were forcefully removed so Trump could hold a photo op in front of St. John's Church.
Thank you very much, everybody.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, he minimized the threat.
This is a flu. It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
But it was later revealed Trump knew the truth. He had even told Bob Woodward.
I wanted to always play it down.
It was perhaps the most damaging lie of a presidency filled with lies.
Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
now?
That's
a terrible question and the phraseology. I didn't lie.
Trump himself was infected by COVID-19, returning from the hospital in a made-for-TV moment where he ripped off his mask. Nearly 400,000 Americans so far killed by the virus.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is.
With the virus raging, Trump campaigned hard for re-election.
That is a lot of people here today.
At 2:30 in the morning on election night, he made it clear he'd never accept defeat.
Frankly, we did win this election.
Even after dozens of failed court challenges and his own attorney general declared no widespread election fraud, Trump refused to give in.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Trump's rage became his supporters' rage. A riot on the Capitol and a first ever second impeachment of an American president.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Global News Time 10:20. Checking money news at 20 and 50 past each hour. It's the Propel Insurance Business Update.
Smartwatches may be able to detect the signs of COVID-19 before you know you're sick. Researchers at Mount Sinai Medical Center found that the Apple Watch is able to detect small changes in a user's heartbeat, which may indicate they've contracted COVID-19 up to 7 days before they develop symptoms. The study examined the variation in time between each heartbeat, which is also a measure of how well a person's immune system is working. Pizza Hut Israel is trying a new approach to make pie deliveries by drone a reality. The company in June plans to test sending drones to drop multiple orders at landing zones such as designated spaces in parking lots. Delivery drivers will collect orders from these makeshift drone ports and take them on the final leg to customers. Crude oil trading at $53.08 a barrel. That's your money now.
The Dow up 163, the Nasdaq over 1.3%, 174 and three quarters, and the S&P 500 up 31.
On the way home, update and unwind. The Como Afternoon News with Elisa Jaffe and Rick Van Sice. Stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and ComoNews.com.